Today we're going to demonstrate mail. And mail is a little bit different than probably most people would be used to Outlook or Outlook Express or Eudora. What I'm going to do is bring in the mail program. We'll read a message and we can pretty much show you a little bit about how the thing is constructed or how it's being used. It's, I don't know if I'd say a little unstable. Sometimes it, in my opinion, it loses focus a little bit in the message, but we'll see how that pans out. So what I'm going to do is, we already discussed the doc, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Vocase. That again is option, well actually it's control option and the letter D for doc.
Mail.
And we'll just bring it up here.
Finder, Mac, SRT, selected, mail, inbox, 7 messages, window, delete.
Well, that's pretty obvious how many messages we have.
Messages, table.
Now this is actually where your messages reside. If I scroll down here.
Row 6, read, status, dim button, Cassini project, Cassini update, September 1, 2006, yesterday 4:20 p.m.
Now that means, by the way, this is recorded on September 2nd. And it's about a little after midnight, my time. Sometimes I do things late at night. And that's a message for Cassini. And incidentally, that's the last message I left. That's at the bottom of the list. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what it's like reading a message here.
Row 5, read, status, dim button, KS Siemens Center, NASA updates, Space Shuttle Atlantis pre-launch events, yesterday 3:52 p.m.
Now again, that's yesterday. Now if this was, if I was reading this maybe a couple days later, it would say, I believe Friday, September 2nd, or September 1st. But being that I'm real, I'm very much into the space program, how I read this message now, since it's highlighted, what I can do is I can vocase, the letter J.
To link title text 9.1.6.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to a continuous read on this message, and what that it's I think in WindowEyes. You do Control-Shift-A, or Control-Shift-R to read continuous. And JAWS, I think it's JAWS key A, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but it's like it's a continuous scrolling. So to access that, I'm going to Vocase A. Again, Vocase, getting my control and option keys. I'm going to control key, Vocase A, and then we'll see what it's like here.
9.1.6, new line, Allard Doodle, headquarters, Washington, 202-358-4769, new line, Bruce Buckingham, Kennedy Space Center, FLA. 321-867-2468, new line. Media advisory, M06-142, new line. NASA updates, Space Shuttle Atlantis, PRELAUNCH events, new line. News conferences, events and operating hours for the net.
Okay, now I stopped that by using the control key. I don't want to bore you with the whole message in here. But I think in some messages, now if I hit the control again, it should start reading where it left off.
NASA Kennedy Space Center News Center are set for the September 6th launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis on the STS-115 mission to the International Space Station. The first countdown for Atlantis launch was stopped Tuesday because of tropical depression in ESTO.
All right. And I stopped that with control, just with a control. But what's kind of nice is if I don't use any other Vocase command, it will pick up where I left off if I hit control again.
New line. On Saturday, September 2, the six STS-115 crew members are scheduled to arrive at Kennedy at 10:30 a.m. ADT. Media planning to cover the event must be at the Kennedy News Center by 9:30 a.m. for transportation to the shuttle landing facility.
Okay, so that's how we read a message in mail. Now, of course, I could reply to that, but being that's a one-way, it's just one post from the Kennedy Space Center, there's certainly no reason to reply to that. So, to stop interacting with that, what I'm going to do is, it's a toggle key. I'm going to do again, control key, or vo keys again, J.
Into messages table.
And we're going to be in our messages table again.
Row 6, read, stat, row 5, read, status, dim button, KSC News Center, NASA updates, Space Shuttle Atlantis pre-launch events, yesterday 3:50.
Okay, again, so that's how that is. So I'm going to delete this message. All I have to do is hit the delete key.
Row 5, read, status, dim button, Cassini project, Cassini update.
And that's an email list, or it's a press release I had to subscribe for the Cassini. Yeah, some people call me a space nut, but space cadet, who knows? That could have been from when I was a little kid. But anyway, that's I just kind of want to show you what a message would like. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to compose a message, and I'm going to send it to a very dear friend of mine, Jan Sturbins. In fact, we're going to do probably the next demo, a demo on Skype and an application called Fire. And I will explain about that more when we do that demo. So let's do this. Now, if I want to start a new message, I would do Command Shift N. Now, this is OS X thing. This is not... this is not voiceover at all.
Get new mail.
Whoops. Okay. Well, I was wrong. But you heard the new mail come in. But if I want to see how many more messages, I think I had 5 in there.
Inbox, 11 messages, 5 on red window.
Okay, so you can tell what I did to find that out. I did Vokey's F2. Yeah, which will tell me how many messages. But I was wrong on that, and I do apologize for that. If I wanted to create a new message, I will do Command N.
New message, dim button. New message window, 15 items, send.
Now that's on send, of course. Well,
HTML content.
No, I don't. Here's the actual, the body of the message. So what I would do is I would write the message in the kind right here.
H-E-L-L-O space J-A-N,
comma,
new line,
M. Now, actually, that I said I am, let's see what that says here, hang on.
M, new line, comma.
Now, what I did is I backspace.
Comma.
So I'm going to hit enter or return again.
New line,
Now, it won't, for sometimes if you create a new message, the first letter won't be spoken, but I know it's there because I've tried it before. That's I.
Space A M space W R I T I N G space A space M E S S A G E space T O space Y O U space F O R space A space D E M O space F O R space M.
Of course.
A-I-N-M-E-N-U, period. New line.
Oh, now you heard that beep again. Now, if I want to review this here.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay.
Thanks, Hello, Jen.
I'm arrowing down now. Just a straight arrow keys.
I am writing a message to you for a demo for main menu. I am writing a message to you for a demo for main menu. Thanks for allowing me to send this demo message. Thanks for Jen.
Now, if I hit the down arrow right away, it would have actually done it as I'll do it. Sometimes
Jen.
If there's a pause.
I am writing a message to you for a demo for main menu. I am writing a message. Thanks for allowing. Jen.
As I say, sometimes, and I'm not sure if it's because it's sluggish for the VO, although I've had this computer on for a while, so that could be another reason too. Now, let's get to the where I want to send to. So I'm going to do VO keys left arrow.
Blank subject edit text.
And edit text.
T space M E S S A G E.
All right, test message.
Subject. Menu.
And that, and I don't know why it says subject again, but
subject.
Now again,
menu button.
Your menu button here. Now again, I'm going VO keys left arrow. Menu button. That depends on which account you want to send it from.
Blank CC edit text.
That's pretty obvious.
CC blank to edit text.
Now she's in my address book, so.
JANSTURBANSJCC. Jen Sturbans, JS Smail,
and
has new window. Blank, CC, edit text. Menu
and
button.
I went past that because that's her email address and I don't want to give that out.
Subject, test message, subject, edit text. HTML content.
Now this was the actual body of the message was.
Thanks for allowing me to send this demo message, Jen.
Okay, so I went down arrow.
Send button.
And if I want to send, I'm going to hit shift, no, actually, if I want to send this, I'll just VO keys spacebar.
Press messages, messages table.
And you're the kind of reminds me of the old Bullwinkle cartoons when Rocky used to fly around. And if you were here, if you could hear this message, if you could hear that, it pans left to right. It's kind of cool, actually. So. So that message is sent. Now, I know that message is in the Sent Items folder.
Sent. Test message, edit text. Today, 12:24, test message. Jen Sturbans. Blank, dim button, read, status. Today, 12:20, test message. Stop interacting with messages, table. Splitter. Messages, table.
Okay, so.
Rowan, read, status, dim button, Jen Sturbans, test message, today 12:25 a.m.
But now, if I want to interact with this, I discussed before VO keys J to read the message. For HTML, it's a little bit different. That's how you interact with HTML to some degree. So I will interact with this here.
Interact with test message unselected row 1, status read, status study, dim button 2, Jen Sturbans subject, test message, date sent, today 12:25 a.m., test message, edit text, today 12:25, read, status, row 1, blank, dim button, Jen Sturbans, test message, today 12:25 a.m.,
okay,
stop
wait,
interacting
you can't
with
get
messages
an idea on that.
Table.
But what I can do is I can delete that message now from my sent items. I haven't found a way yet in mail how to delete or how to empty your sent items, so I just hit the delete button. And how I got to my sent items, I just went command 4. And that's... Nope, it's not in there. When you hear that little beep, now I'm going to go back to my inbox by going command 1. And we'll find out how many messages we have here.
Inbox, 11 messages, 5 unread.
Okay, so.
Row yesterday, 4:22, row 5, read, status, dim button, Cassini project,
well,
Cassini update, row 6, read, status, dim button, KSC News Center, NASA's Space Shuttle Processing
well,
Status
I'm
Report,
that one
yesterday, 4:22 p.m., yesterday, 10:05, row 6, read, status, dim button, Megara, regarding new CPUs, yesterday, 10:57
and of course, a couple of that I subscribed
five,
to.
Read, yesterday, 10:59. Row 7, read, row 6, read, status.
Now going up and down arrow.
Little recolon, prospect you have been waiting for. Hi,
a little
yesterday,
fan there.
Yesterday, 11, row 6, read,
so
status.
Again.
Dim button, Chris Ramsey, Ramsey Oldies Show, yesterday,
well,
11, 16
that's obviously for ACB Radio. Now, sometimes...
Well,
that's for the, it's for the Windows list.
Row 6, read, status, dim button, kind of crazy, regarding, PM, jailbreak requests.
All right, well, we don't have to hear that, but that again is from a different list here.
Row 4, row 5, read.
So that's how those messages are a little bit in mail. Now let's look at some of the menus here in mail, and I'm going to do Control F2 to bring up my...
Menu bar on Apple, mail.
And this mail... what I'm doing is I'm Voki's right arrow. So I'm in the mail. I'm going to arrow down.
About mail. Preferences. Ellipsis.
Preferences. That's pretty obvious. I'm not going to go through that.
Services. Submenu. Hide mail. Services.
So we'll go to services once here.
Disk utility. Submenu. Finder. Submenu.
And again, that's part of the operating
Fire,
system.
Submenu. Fun book. Submenu. Grab. Submenu. Import image. Dimmed. Lookup in dictionary. Dimmed. Mail, submenu. Send to, dimmed.
And that's all that's in there. So I'm going to just get out of this
Maple
here.
Maple sticky note, dimmed, command shift Y. Hide mail, command H.
And that's kind of like minimizing, really, in
hide
a nutshell.
Others, command option H.
Command option H. That's kind of...
Quit mail, command Q.
Well, I don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to Voki his right arrow.
File. New message. Command N.
That's where I messed up before here.
New viewer window. Command option N.
I'm not sure what that is.
Close. Command W.
Gee, I wonder what that is.
Save as ellipsis. Command shift S.
And of course, that's pretty obvious. You can save as what you want. The ellipsis means it's kind of like a dialogue. Where do you want to save it? That's what the ellipsis means.
Save as draft. Dimmed. Command S. Attach file. Ellipsis. Dimmed. Command save attachments. Ellipsis. Dimmed. Add account. Ellipsis.
Of course, that's pretty obvious. Add a new mail account.
Import mailboxes, ellipsis.
Import.
Page setup, ellipsis. Command print, ellipsis. Command P. Print, ellipsis.
Okay, so let's
command
go to edit.
P. Edit.
And I'm now to get out of that. I'm since there's no submenu, I'm going to go. I went to Voki's right arrow. I'm under edit.
Undo delete message. Command Z. Redo.
Now, number.
Delete message. Command Z.
That's Command Z. Now, in the Windows platform, generally that's Control Z. However, this is a Macintosh thing, so I'm going to arrow down now, and I'm still using my Voki's arrow down.
Redo, dimmed, command shift Z, cut, command X, copy, command C, paste, command V, delete, command delete, select all, command A, complete, dimmed, option escape, paste as quotation, dimmed, command shift V, paste and match style, dimmed, command shift up, paste as HTML, dimmed, command control V. Append selected messages, dimmed, command option I, add hyperlink, ellipsis, dimmed, attachments, submenu.
Now this one, if we were in a mail message here, and now I'll
always send Windows-friendly attachments, always send Windows-friendly attachments.
Now I would, and this for,
find, submenu, spelling, submenu, speech, submenu, stop speaking, dimmed. Stop speaking, dimmed, special characters, ellipsis, special characters,
yeah, I don't know what that
ellipsis.
Is, but I'm going to evoke your right arrow again.
View, columns, submenu. Body availability, check mark.
Body availability.
Date received, check mark.
Date received.
Date sent.
Date sent.
Flags.
Flags.
From, check mark. Mailbox. Number. Size.
Okay, so that's out of that menu, so I'm going to go Voki right arrow again.
Columns, submenu, on to.
Whoops.
Size.
Let me get out of this one here.
Sort by, submenu, organized by thread. Edit.
Let's go back to view.
View.
Okay, I'm going to Voki's arrow down now.
Columns, submenu.
And we did that.
Sort by, submenu. Body availability.
Well, we did that. That's color.
Date received, check date sent. Flags, from, mailbox. Message status, number, size, subject, to.
The size depends, it's going to give you the size of the message.
To.
Yeah, I'm going to Voki.
Organized by thread. Edit. View.
Let's go, Voki's right arrow again.
Mailbox.
Mailbox.
Go online, dimmed.
Go online, that's dimmed because I am online right now.
Go offline.
Go offline, I could just go offline as far as the mailbox. However, I am still connected to the airport.
Get new mail. Command shift N.
That's command shift M. N for new mail.
Synchronize account.
That's if you had iSync and you had another Macintosh or whatever, which I don't.
Erase deleted messages, submenu. On my Mac.
Now,
Snip.
Now,
on my Mac.
On my Mac means my local, my local computer. Now, on TZNet, that's my provider, and that's what I'm getting that for. So I'm going to go Vol key left arrow. Excuse me.
Erase junk mail, command option J.
Erase junk mail, and we'll later on do that.
New mailbox, ellipsis.
Ellipsis, so your new mailbox, I can create a new mailbox here. And again, your ellipsis means dialogue.
New smart mailbox, ellipsis.
And I'm not sure what a smart mailbox is, I haven't checked on that, but...
Edit smart mailbox, ellipsis.
And I'm sure you can edit whatever, of course, there's no mailbox. If anything is dimmed, I think JAWS might say grayed out or something like that. And I don't, you know, but that's obviously, you can't do anything with it at that point.
New smart mailbox folder, ellipsis.
And that's, of course, fairly standard. Where do you want the folders and whatever?
Rename, ellipsis.
Rename is pretty obvious.
Delete, ellipsis, dimmed. Go to, submenu. Out, dimmed, command 2. Drafts, command 3.
Command 3, these are your different mailboxes.
Send, command 4. Trash, command 5. Junk, command 6. Junk, command 6.
Alright, that's pretty obvious.
Use this mailbox for, submenu.
Use this mailbox, and I will Vol key left arrow again.
Send, dimmed. Trash, dimmed. Junk, dimmed. Junk, dimmed. Rebuild.
Now, rebuild is kind of nice. I have done that before.
Rebuild.
And, sometimes if your mailbox gets corrupted, you can click on rebuild, and that actually will rebuild it. So that's kind of nice.
Message.
Okay, message will go. I Vol keyed right arrow again.
Send again, command shift D.
Okay, send again.
Reply, command R.
Command R for reply.
Reply all, command shift R.
Command shift R.
Reply with iChat, dimmed, command shift
I. And that again is iChat for, that's on the web.
Forward, command shift F. Redirect, command shift T.
I'm not quite sure what the redirect is here.
Bounce, command shift B. Mark, submenu. As flagged, command shift
now L. Now I Vol keyed right arrow again for submenu here.
As in red, command shift U. As low priority, dimmed. As normal priority, dimmed. As high priority, dimmed. As high priority, dimmed.
And that's how you can set your priority level.
Move to, submenu.
Move to.
Drafts.
Drafts.
Sent.
Sent.
Trash. Junk. Junk. Copy new, submenu. Drafts. Sent. Trash. Junk. Junk. Move again, dimmed.
Move
command
again.
Option, apply rules, command option L.
And I haven't done any rules on
here. Add sender to address book, command Y. Remove attachments, dimmed. Text encoding, submenu.
Text encoding, I'm going to go Vol keys right arrow again.
Western, ISO Latin Win. Western, Windows Latin Win.
Well, these are all your different, how you can...
Text encoding, submenu.
And we'll
mailbox.
Get out of that.
Go online, dimmed.
Okay, I'm going to Vol key right arrow again.
Message. Format. Show fonts, command T.
Show fonts, command T.
Show colors, command
show
shift
colors.
C. Style, submenu. Italic, command I.
Okay, that's pretty obvious. I'm going to get out of the show
alignment,
font.
Submenu.
Alignment.
Center, dimmed, command vertical line. Justify, dimmed. Align right, dimmed, command right brace. Writing direction, submenu. Right to left, dimmed.
Yeah, I don't know what that is all about.
Format menu, on alignment, make rich text, dimmed, command shift T.
So if I want to create a message, I could do it in RTF format.
Quote level, submenu.
Quote level, well, that's...
Quote level, submenu.
I'm going to get out of that here.
Make rich text, dimmed, command shift T.
But let me go with Vol key right arrow again.
Window.
Now, window, that's it's pretty typical.
Minimize, command M.
Minimize, command M.
Zoom.
Zoom, I haven't done that.
Message viewer.
I suspect that's
zoom.
Almost maximizing, but I'm not
message
quite
viewer.
Sure. Message viewer.
Address panel, command option A. Previous recipients. Activity viewer, command 0. Connection vector. Bring all to front. Arrange in front. Inbox, 5 messages, check mark. Inbox, 5 messages,
all right.
Check mark.
So that kind of gives you a clue.
Closing menu.
I just hit escape to get out of that. So now I'm in my regular messages table here. But I'm going to, just to make sure I can delete everything, I'm going to do a Command-K.
In all accounts, interact with dialog. 4 inbox, 5 messages, window, 5 items, alert.
Now I'm going to Volkey left arrow.
Image. OK button.
And, of course, I do want to say OK, so.
Press OK. Dialog. 4. Inbox. 5. Messages. Window. Closing dialog.
All right. So that's the mail. Now let's bring up, and that's a pretty rough, I kind of skimmed over the mail a little bit, but there's a lot of different things you can do in the mail. And I think some of the focus issue in this case, probably because I haven't rebooted the laptop for quite a while. I've had it on for a little bit. And, but it's...
Fine, Macintosh HD,
selected. Okay, so now I'm back to my Macintosh HD.